RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
All right, here's a post from X, written by Ro Edge, Save Women's Sport Australasia. She posted this just a couple of days ago. Are there any MSM outlets in New Zealand with the courage to interview this sportswoman about her experience of males self-identifying into her female sport? Or are you all just as scared of the toxic TRAs as the girls and women who remain silent while their fairness, safety, and opportunities are compromised? Silencing women and ignoring their concerns doesn't mean there aren't issues. Well, there is a media outlet with the courage to interview the sportswoman. That media outlet is us, RCR, and that sportswoman is roller derby skater Monique Murphy. Monique is a landscape designer and roller derby skater for New Zealand. She was cancelled last week after announcing her retirement from high-level competitions and Team NZ after sustaining an injury caused by a male competitor. And Monique joins us now on RCR. Hi, Monique. Thanks for coming on.
Hi, Paul. Thank you so much for talking to me about this and your bravery and willingness to speak about this when so many others don't want to.
I don't see where bravery comes into it, Monique.
No, actually, you're right about that. I don't think it's that. Yeah, it's very interesting human psychology, what's happening here. And I've been interested in that for a long time. And this is why I thought it had to be me speaking up. So I could have left the sport in silence like many women do. Many women quit because they're scared to go up against males. And I thought I would take this opportunity and go public and show my friends and our New Zealand legislators what actually happens to women when we do speak up. Because they seem to think that isn't a big issue. And I believe they are not aware of the issue because we are being silenced.
Really not aware? How could you not be aware? Just curious, do you think?
Well, maybe they are aware. Maybe they're just putting their heads in the sand. But the Sport New Zealand, what was it? So Sport New Zealand put out a policy a couple of years ago. And in it, it very clearly stated that there was no issues with trans women or males entering community sports. And all that needed to be done is for the women to be educated and to be told that there were no issues.
Right. So we don't understand the laws of physics. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't believe that, that people wouldn't understand that. How are you bearing up?
Well, I'm doing fine. I made this choice consciously, so I knew the backlash I was going to receive. And because I've been so interested in the subject of cancel culture and the culture wars, that I know exactly how these people operate. I know exactly the strategies they use to cancel us and to silence us. So none of it was a surprise. And I mean, the only upsetting thing about it is that my friends are very scared. Like, I know the vast majority of skaters in New Zealand agree with me because they've told me so in private, but they are not willing to come out in public and support my post and my views.
When you say scared of what? I mean, there's scared of physical violence, scared of reputational damage, embarrassment. I mean, what scared are we talking about here?
So, I mean, I guess they are less scared of the physical violence, which they are receiving, not violence, but physical damage that women are receiving from these males in our sport. They are much more scared of being cancelled, ostracized just by the community. It's a very strong community. There's a lot of, you know, like most of my friends are in this community, so I will possibly never see them again, these people. So it is a big deal. And people just jump on the bandwagon so quickly to just join in and be hateful about someone that doesn't, you know, fall in line with the what they think is the consensus, which isn't the consensus. I know this for a fact. Another thing that happened to me is I just received a letter yesterday that I have been expelled from another league. They thought that my Facebook post was, not acceptable behavior. So, it has real life consequences.
Okay, so The fear of the reputational wreckage is enough to override fear of serious physical harm. That's interesting.
100%. 100%, Paul. What I think people need to realize is both men and women have aggression. We are quite equal in the amount of aggression we have. Males have more physical aggression. Women use aggression to destroy people's reputation. That's what we do. You know, we gossip. We try to just outcast others and lift ourselves up that way. This is just human nature. And I think this is why it impacts women so much more than it would men. I mean, men aren't affected by women entering their sport as much as we are by men entering our sport.
Yeah, but it seems to be more men entering women's sports than the other way around, or is that just because we hear more about it?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I can tell you a story about what's happening in Australia right now, and I think it's gonna really blow up in the news in the next month or so. There's a male skater who identifies as male during the week. He's a police officer, and in the weekends he identifies as gender fluid.
Oh, dear.
And because of that, he is allowed to play with the ladies, and he loves hitting women. He has said this to people that he likes to play with the women because he can hit them and because he has more success with the women. So actually, Paul, I think I should actually explain how our sport works and their gender policy.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
That might make sense. So roller derby, maybe your listeners wouldn't know about what kind of sport it is. I like to describe it as bull rush on skates. So it's full contact. You smash into each other's bodies and it's kind of a race. One person races around while the other people try to stop that person from going in circles. So it's quite rough. It has for a long, like when it started, it has always been a place for to empower women. So we had a lot of strong personalities, a lot of lesbians, a lot of people with mental health issues, a lot of people with weight issues. It was really a place for kind of the outcasted women to join and be empowered. And it really, I could really help me a lot. It got me through depression. It got me to change my life. And there's a lot of stories like this of women that kind of found their place in this sport. But because like it was always very progressive. So from very early on, there was quite a lot of lesbian and trans women playing. And the trans women have never really been a problem as far as I know. I can't think of anyone in New Zealand that has a problem with trans women, fully transitioned, low testosterone, trans women playing, because it seems to be a good place for them. But in recent years, because it's such a progressive sport, they decided that it wasn't fair that only trans women were allowed to play. It should be just be self-ID, and any male who doesn't consider himself to be male, who doesn't identify as male, so this is non-binary people and gender fluid or anything, really, you don't even have to say it because that's illegal. You can't like ask people what they are. As long as they don't identify as a man, they can play. So what ended up happening in the last year is that a lot of big males with big beards just go on the track and smash us.
Oh, man.
Because why wouldn't they? I mean, 5% of people are assholes. Can I say that on your show?
Yeah. It's already done. And, so, yep, you can say that.
Oh, well, sorry. Yeah. So these people come in and they get praised. They get told they are heroes. They are just, you know, they're being welcomed in. So why wouldn't they? It's just it's completely open to anyone. So any male can play as long as they say they're not a man.
Well, why would they be considered heroes? You see, I wouldn't think that. In fact, my first question was, how many people are going to get hurt here? No way we're doing this.
Yes,
that's the rational, common sense, empirically anchored reality view.
I mean, you know a lot about how culture has changed and the woke mind virus. The woke mind virus is very strong in our culture, in roller derby culture. And the women, they all want to be accepted in our community. They all want to virtue signal that they are very accepting and open-minded and kind and empathetic. And that is more important to them than their safety.
It's incredible. I want to read just a line out of a post I think you wrote on Save Women's Sport. The tipping point came 6 weeks ago, and I'm not looking at the date on this piece, but I'm sure it's recent, when a hit from a male skater resulted in a grade 2 AC joint sprain. Do you want to tell us about that?
Oh, yeah. So a little bit of background. I have skated with a lot of men in the past. I've always loved it. I never saw it as dangerous. They always held back. This particular male did not hold back. He is a man. He identifies as a man. We were playing a co-ed game, and he came flying at me as hard as he could. I think he knew I was a Team New Zealand skater, so I was probably to him like, what do you say? Like
a target.
Yeah, I was a good target for him to try his big hits, and he hit my shoulder, and it just instantly just popped and hurt a lot. And then when my team, look, I had a lot of quite fresh team members, and I was worried about their safety. So we asked the referees if they could talk to this male skater and ask him to tone it down a bit. And the referee's response was, well, if you don't like playing against men, well, he didn't do anything illegal. It was the hit was legal. If you don't like the intensity of playing against men, then you shouldn't. And I was in so much pain. And the next week I started thinking, okay, yeah, she's right, actually. I shouldn't play against men anymore. I'm too scared now. I was fine for years, but this first injury I've received really made me realize I don't want to do that anymore. It's too unsafe. I'm too old for this. And then I thought, actually, that means that I cannot play any high-level competition anymore. So I played two competitions in Australia this year. In both competitions, almost every team had a couple of guys playing, males, biological males that looked like men. And in one game, we only lost because of this one guy that was playing. It was extremely unfair, but also dangerous. Yeah, so that's the story, Paul.
Okay, so the backlash that you've had, and I've seen some of the social media, and it's not pretty. You obviously were anticipating a level of that.
Yes, absolutely.
Looking at what some people have been saying, and might read a few of those out shortly, how did you react to that?
Do you mean publicly or just like emotionally?
Well, just within yourself, like seeing what. Okay, well, maybe we will read a few lines out here. Yeah. I've got a few here. Someone called Hayden. The disgusting display of transphobia you have shown in this post, I've got underlined here. We should never police someone's body or gender.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to say they don't belong and those ideals can be dangerous to their lives. That's always the cry wolf that you hear.
Yeah.
Using male bodies is misgendering. They are queer bodies, non-binary bodies, trans bodies. That's just some of them. But it gets kind of even more personal than that. But that's the mind virus at work right there, isn't it?
Absolutely. It worked so well. And it's crazy to see. Like, I like to think this pendulum is swinging back, but it's definitely not swinging back in our sport and in the New Zealand legislators' minds, I think. What Hayden there showed was several of the strategies that are used. What this person is saying doesn't affect me. It's the reaction of the people that should know better, because all these posts that you would have seen, I think they are from probably about 1% of the population who are mentally unwell.
Yeah, it's clear that there is a mental issue there, I got to say.
Yeah.
Let's call it for what it is.
So what a lot of these posts have these different techniques. So first of all, gaslighting. So they're telling me, oh, there's no difference. Trans people have no advantage over women. Men have no advantage over women. Women can hit hard too. Women also cause injuries. Or that I'm just scared or I'm not good enough to play the derby at this level. So that's just all forms of gaslighting. And then you've got these claims that I'm hurting the community, that I'm causing people to kill themselves, or
I don't believe any of that. That's BS.
Yeah. But this is what people actually believe, or at least a small percentage of people believe it. Yeah.
I mean, if you're that fragile on the planet, then it's not mine or your responsibility to accommodate that past a certain level. Without sounding insensitive, but it's your problem, right? It's their problem.
They are, but they are surrounded. They are in an echo chamber of people that tell them that they are victims and that they deserve better treatment and that we need to accept them. And if we don't, we're transphobic. So this is, if they hear this constantly, that's what they're going to believe because it suits their narrative.
But there are some women in there, judging by the profile pictures, though you never know, who are also saying very nasty things. What do you make of women who, it seems to me like some sort of Stockholm syndrome, that are saying these things and believing these things as well, working really ultimately against their best interests in life? I can never quite work that one out. Got any ideas?
Yeah, no, I do. Yes, it's they care so much about being accepted by their community. And if they throw me under the bus, even if they don't believe with what they're saying, at least they will not get attacked. So they are the good ones now. They're safe. They will not get attacked by those 4-5% of narcissists that is in our society. And people are terrified of this. Possibly a better question is what makes the small amount of people different that aren't scared of these narcissists? Because
Well, there's your question. That's you.
Yeah, that is me. Yeah. I think I'm better informed. Like if you know statistics like Only 5% of people were actually Nazis. 95% of their society thought that everyone was, so they pretended to be as well. And I think that's what's going on in my Derby community. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does. What else have you been banned from? Is there anything else?
Yeah, so the team called Crazy Legs, that was a team set up especially for people with mental illness. And like I said before, when I started the sport, I was suffering from depression. So that was a team where people openly share their journeys with mental illness. So I was kicked out of that straight away. And really pretty horrible conversations have happened in that group since. So that was one of them. And the other team, my travel team that I went to Australia with twice this year, they have expelled me for a year. Maybe I should read out actually a little bit of what they said that I did wrong.
Feel free, yeah. Go for it. I'd be interested to hear
that. I'll just look it up. I mean, it's a long letter, but I'll just pick out the bits.
Yep.
That stood out. So you've seen my post and you probably have seen, and like, I try to be really, really careful with my language, but it's never good enough because the goalposts keep shifting. So for instance, I said biological males, meaning people that are born as men. And apparently Yeah, you understand this. But because like I know 2 years ago, this was okay to say this in the woke community, but now it's not anymore. Now you have to say assigned male at birth, which I don't agree with because no one is assigned anything at birth. You are what you are. Anyway, I found it now. So I'm in breach of their code of conduct. My post on Facebook, you discriminated against gender expansive skaters, and the terminology used was inaccurate, problematic, and offensive. It goes on saying, I have to refrain from any kind of abuse, harassment, discrimination, or victimization towards skaters, officials, volunteers. I'm not allowed to bring the league in disrepute or disgrace.
Too late for that.
Yes. And then they say, and they go on to say, they do not support my views, this league. Now, I traveled with them to Australia. I've talked to them, and all of them that I spoke to, a large group of them from this team, they agreed with me that it was very unfair that we played against a male skater and that we lost this game. So they will tell me in private or in small group settings, but then they would never admit to it in public.
Or deny it to whoever the sport authorities are.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So it would be really interesting to find out I'd say it's very similar and different in other sports as well, that women aren't happy but are not speaking up.
It still has me puzzled, Monique, and probably many of our listeners, as to, and I get that, you know, people want to come across, especially women maybe, you know, with empathy and kindness and caring and inclusiveness and all those things.
Yeah.
But it's standing obvious, as clear as day, right in front of people's eyes. So I'm getting back to that mind virus. It is like that, isn't it? It's so hard to explain unless you would say that something has short-circuited between the ears.
They think that everyone is like, they really believe that they, so I've spoken to a lot of women in private about this, and they do agree, but they think that they might be the only ones. They're so scared. They will whisper to you, you know, like, yes, oh, I agree with you. Yeah. So in Adelaide, when I was playing, and this male was just slamming us, he was scoring all the points. And I was like, how are people cheering here? Everyone was cheering, but then you really look and then you can see, like, you can see so many women not being happy, but then, and they go along. I mean, it's like North Korea, where everyone just pretends to
cheering the dictator and faking and crying and all of that.
Yeah,
you're not wrong.
It's a bit like that, and to be surrounded by that is just, it's insane. So
would you call it a cult? Would you call it a cult?
I think it's a religion. I think gender ideology is a religion for sure. It has a lot of similarities to religion. So cult, I think more religion than a cult, but
sort of in that.
It's interesting.
Yeah. What about your day job business? Has that been affected?
No, surprisingly not. I quickly, when it got threatened, you know, by some of these activists, like, oh, she has her Facebook, is linked to her business Facebook. I quickly got a message from someone to make sure it wasn't easy to find. So no, I haven't been affected. And look, probably one of the reasons I can speak up is because I have my own small business. I would say my clientele is not woke at all. So I don't think I would be affected by it. But anyone who works, like my husband works in education, like he can't say anything. Right. He feels like he can't say anything. So anyone who works for the government will not speak up. The reason Roe is one of the only women speaking up is because her business isn't in danger. Her livelihood isn't in danger. But for a lot of us, it is. Maybe you should read out more of those posts that were like, women, like it's horrible for most women. They can't emotionally deal with that much hate.
Fully transitioned women, WTF, what does that even mean? In the bin? I'm just going random here. It's not an effing airport, so see you never. Well, that's nice.
I don't know what that means.
TERFs have no space in Derby. TERFs. There's that term, TERFs. Don't like that term.
I know what it stands for now. Trans exclusionary radical feminist.
You mean women?
Yeah.
Normal women. Yeah. Okay. What else have we got? I am continually disgusted in the people who hide behind damaging words and phrases like feeling unsafe when playing against trans and non-binary skaters. Also, when you call them out and show just how mad you are about their behavior, of course, they're the victim, as you are now the bully because you are shouting it out. A community needs to stop this. Well, that's derangement right there, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so it goes on. It just goes on and on. Boo-hoo, can't play Derby anymore or Derby. Because someone who happened to be trans was bigger and stronger than me. Sounds like a skill issue on your part or her part, meaning you.
Yeah. So they call these men trans. I wouldn't call them trans. They are men who just put some glitter in their beard put some small. Yeah, that's really common. And they wear like little pants and fishnet stockings, you know, they dress provocatively and then skate with us general.
They're indulging their fetish. That's interesting, though. Yeah. Now the definition is being completely blurred. So trans used to mean something and you had to undergo certain things to meet that level.
Yeah.
But now it's just what you think you are. So that's changed, right?
Yeah, that's right. I have a friend who is a trans woman, fully transitioned trans woman with very low levels of testosterone. She always says she's lower than me, she's weaker than me, and she is really not happy that anyone can now claim this, the trans umbrella. She's done all the work, she fits in, no one's scared of her, no one's worried about skating with her, and she's actually worried that this is going to affect her, that the pendulum will swing back, that she's not allowed to skate.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing. We know human nature. People put up with so much for so long, right?
Yeah.
It gets to a level and it kicks off. And if I was advising these people, I'd say you be careful how far you push it, because it may be your worst nightmare in the end, just saying. Now, you've written a letter to, what, several MPs? Who have you written to, and what have you said in the letter?
I wrote to Chris Bishop. He's the Minister of Sport. I'm not very into politics, so. And Winston Peters.
Do you know much
is
about him? Do you know much about Chris Bishop?
No, I don't.
Yeah, well, he's from Lower Hutt, and he doesn't look like he's ever done a sport. Just saying. Carry on.
Oh, that's really funny.
We used to take the pee out of people from the Hutt, though I'm technically from the Hutt. So I know a lot about the Hutt.
Okay, right.
Yeah, anyway.
Good people from there. Yeah.
Well, a good salt of the earth, but, you know. Anyway, carry on. I shouldn't be saying things like this.
Yeah, so I sent it to him and Winston Peters because he is on our side, it seems. And also to Sport New Zealand because they seem to, well, they pretend to be completely unaware there is an issue. I haven't heard back from any of these people, but...
No, wait on. They know there's an issue. Part of the coalition agreement was to preserve women's spaces.
Yes.
That means all spaces.
Yes.
Now, if they're unaware of that, I don't believe
that. I think they're saying there's no issue in community sport, only in elite-level sport.
Okay, so they use... Well, it's even riskier in community sport, isn't it?
Well, it is in our case, for sure, yeah.
Because you're not dealing with super hyper-fit people. You're dealing with everyday people.
Absolutely. So I have, like, roller derby takes about a year to learn. It's very hard. So even after a year of training, you go to a game, a lot of girls are still quite unstable. They haven't got the muscle mass. And they can come up against big guys now. Last week, one of my girls got injured, and she has a shoulder injury as well. From a male skater who identifies as non-binary. So yeah, it happens all the time, and it never gets reported. We can't even say, "Hey, I got injured by a male skater or a non-binary skater," because that makes you transphobic straight away.
When you're talking about it's never reported,
well, it's never reported to the referees, to the sporting bodies, to the leagues.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
It's never reported in the media either, except from a negative.
Right.
Framing back towards someone like you. Well, they're gutless, you know, they are. I know a lot of them.
Yeah. And I mean, you know the kind of people that want to do that, eh? That's usually narcissists themselves, so.
Yeah, they're usually pretty challenged in my experience. So did you send evidence in these letters to make your case?
I sent all the images of all the social media hate.
Oh, right. Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a little bit hard to send them videos of.
Yeah.
But you've got
stories that you can relay, I suppose, and personal experience. Obviously you would have done that. All right.
Yeah.
So do you see, Monique, do you see this ever? Well, something's got to give. Do you think that something has to give, and do you think it will?
I do think so. We've lost about two-thirds of our membership in New Zealand. So it was a big sport in 2019, and now we only have a third of the members left. So a lot of people are leaving, not just because of this, but COVID and other stuff. But I think what will happen is someone like myself is going to get very badly injured. And like myself, I mean someone who isn't scared to speak up. And they're probably going to sue the WFTDA for letting males play, something like that.
Yeah.
So I think it has to come to something really horrific for something to change, because these people that make the rules, that make this gender policy, they are 100% infected with the woke mind virus. So they're not going to change their mind. It has to either a monetary incentive or the just law, just legislation that countries just say, "Hey, you can't do this anymore. You can't play with this gender policy." So,
if Chris Bishop, the Minister of Sport from Lower Hutt, is listening, what would your message to any? He might listen to this. We don't know. Plenty of people listen to our content. What would be your direct verbal message, spoken message to him right now?
I would say to him that the issue is much bigger than he probably thinks it is, because women are silenced, and he should look into the ways we are silenced. And I would like him to look at solutions that work for everyone, which is different categories based on gender or sex.
So the first thing that should happen, I'm picking your thinking and the rest of our of us are thinking, is that no more self-identifying males as females in sport. That can stop like now, like tomorrow, right? That should stop tomorrow or even today.
I think it is different in different sports. Like I'm probably a little bit more progressive than most of your listeners about this because I see in my personal, in this sport of mine, it seems like everyone is happy to have trans women in it. You wouldn't know for sure because people aren't honest about their opinions, but it seems to me that that's okay. I would say in most sports, yes. You should not, definitely individual sport, not like if you have a team sport, you have one or two trans women playing. It might not be an issue. I'm not sure. I don't know much about other sports. Definitely.
And just to be clear, we're not actually talking about trans in terms of had the engineering reworked. We're talking about males with beards, like you say, with glitter in the beards.
Yes, absolutely. That should be stopped straight away. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
And here's the other thing, and I'll get your view on this. Okay, so let's say you've got a male competing in a female sport along those lines, and they're not necessarily that strong or muscular. But here's the other thing. It's the psychology involved as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've got different psychology between men and women. Men can be quite aggressive and behave in a certain way. So physical difference is one thing, but there's also psychological difference as well, is there?
Yeah, men are more competitive, more aggressive on average than women, for sure, yeah.
So you wait for a reply to your letter. You want to see some action. Many of us do. In the meantime, I guess you just sort of make the adjustments you need, reset the pattern for you in the meantime. But will you be back, Monique, in the sport, do you think?
I am still the head coach in Hamilton. I haven't been expelled from my home league. So I do want to help out there still. And then maybe when the dust settles, because this is not my first controversy in our sport, and like it's happened before that I was canceled and I came back from that. So I might come back, but I would have to really know who the other players are on the other team, and I will not play against males that that hit hard.
Yeah. And how are you feeling in yourself at this point? I know I asked you how you're bearing up at the start, but, you know, sometimes, you know, when it's quiet and you're thinking about all this, you can have, you know, certain thoughts. You know, you all in, I guess is the question. Are you all in on this?
I am all in on this. Yes. I've thought about it for years, Paul. This is not new. It's been brewing. I feel maybe the selfish choice to stay in Team New Zealand. And because I wanted to be in Team New Zealand, I kept my mouth shut. If I'd spoken up, I would have been kicked out of the team straight away. So when I decided to quit, I didn't have reason to stay silent anymore. So I couldn't.
Yeah.
So, yes, I'm all in and, ready to fight for the cause, really.
All right, Monique Murphy, roller derby skater and landscaper. Again, thank you so much, Monique, for giving us your time, telling your story. We'll follow along and, you know, let us know any developments maybe. And I know we're in touch with Ro as well.
Yeah, we'll do.
And we can follow on the story and see. I'm really interested to see what response you get.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers, and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.